Hello and welcome to the No Dusty Bibles podcast, where we delve into just two chapters of scripture a day at a sustainable, rewarding pace. I'm your host, Heather, and I'm an author, speaker, and Bible teacher, and I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah, who is the director of all the things here at the Rescued Letters Collective.
Hey everyone, we're here to guide you through your daily Bible reading, bringing insights, encouragement, and a sense of fellowship right to your ears. If you would like to receive weekly emails for Bible reading, sign up at therescuedletters.com/no-dusty-bibles or click the link in the show notes below.
Whether you're starting your day, taking a break, or winding down, join us as we explore God's Word together. Let's dive into today's scripture and find the hope and wisdom waiting for us there.
Well, hey, y'all, and welcome back to the No Dusty Bibles podcast. Today, we are going to be diving into Luke 17 and 18, so let's go ahead and jump in. Chapter 17. He said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of the little ones to stumble. Be careful. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in the day, and 7 times returns, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, and you would tell the sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But who is there among you, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, that will say when he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down at the table,' and will not rather tell him, 'Prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me while I eat and drink. Afterward you shall eat and drink?' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? I think not. Even so you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded of you, say, 'We are unworthy servants, we have done our duty.'" As he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him and stood at a distance. They uplifted their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw how he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you." Being asked by the Pharisees when God's kingdom would come, he answered them, "God's kingdom doesn't come with observation. Neither will say, 'Look here,' or 'Look there,' for behold, God's kingdom is within you." He said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will tell you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Don't go away and follow after them. For as the lightning, when it flashes out of one part under the sky, shines to another part under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, even so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ship, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in that day, the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the sky and destroyed them all. It will be the same way in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be on the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. Let him who is in the field likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 people in one bed. One will be taken and the other will be left. There will be 2 grinding grain together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. They, answering, asked him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there the vultures will also be gathered." Chapter 18. He also spoke a parable to them, that they must always pray and not give up, saying, "There was a judge in a certain city who didn't fear God and didn't respect man. A widow was in that city, and she often came to him, saying, "Defend me from my adversary." He wouldn't for a while, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will defend her, or else she will wear me out by her continual coming." The Lord said, "Listen to what the unrighteous judge says. Won't God avenge his chosen ones who are crying out to him day and night, and yet he exercises patience with them? I tell you that he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth." He also spoke this parable to two certain people who were convinced of their own righteousness and who despised all others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself like this, "God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men, extortionists, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far away, wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. They were also bringing their babies to him, that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus summoned them, saying, "Allow the little children to come to me, and don't hinder them, for God's kingdom belongs to such as these. Most certainly I tell you, whoever doesn't receive God's kingdom like a little child, he will in no way enter into it." A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't give false testimony, honor your father and mother." He said, "I have observed all these things from my youth up." When Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich. Jesus, seeing that he became very sad, said, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter into God's kingdom? For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Peter said, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." He said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for God's kingdom's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the world to come, eternal life." He took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, for all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day he will rise again." They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they didn't understand the things that were said. As he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat on the road begging. Hearing a multitude going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He cried out, "Jesus, you Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him, that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "You Son of David, have mercy on me." Standing still, Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "Lord, that I may see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, praised God. All right, so that wraps up our scripture for today. So here are a few questions to ponder as you go on throughout your day. Number one, reflect on Jesus' teachings on faith and gratitude, particularly in the healing of the 10 lepers. What does this story reveal about the importance of gratitude and recognizing God's blessings in our lives? How can you cultivate a heart of gratitude and praise, even in the midst of trials and challenges? Number two, consider Jesus' teachings on persistent prayer, illustrated in the parable of the persistent widow. What does this parable teach us about the importance of persevering in prayer and trusting in God's justice? How can you cultivate a consistent and fervent prayer life in your own journey of faith? Number three, contemplate the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. How does this story challenge our attitudes towards self-righteousness and judgmentalism? What does it teach us about the posture of humility and repentance that God desires from his people? How can you cultivate a humble and contrite heart before God and others? All right, friends. Well, that wraps up our episode for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Luke chapters 19 and 20. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.